Chuck Quirnback of Wisconsin Public Radio is at John Edwards' election night celebration. He joins us from Milwaukee. I guess they are celebrating. The Edwards people have something to be happy about tonight. What are they telling you?
Well, they do seem to be happy. I talked with Edwards' state director, John Krause, a few minutes ago when it seemed quite clear that the numbers were going to be much closer than previously thought. He said that Edwards pulled closer because he was here every day, or at least part of every day, for much of the last week, that his message of jobs and the economy resonated. He'd made this well-publicized trip to a steelworkers' hall next to a automotive frame plant that's about to send 500 jobs to Mexico over the next year and a half. So then that got a lot of coverage, a personal way for Edwards to drive home his point.
So they think that his position on trade and job loss actually is part of what has worked well for him in Wisconsin?
Right, that's part of it. And then, of course, the debate performance that Scott was talking about a moment ago, I heard from a couple of people today who said, you know, when Edwards sort of called Kerry to task for giving a long answer about the vote to authorize military force in Iraq and should Kerry take responsibility, Kerry went on and blamed President Bush a bit. Edwards sort of cut him off and said, you know, that's the longest answer I've heard. Of course, I voted for that measure as well, and I take some responsibility. So I've heard that from a couple of people today, as well as a comment or two about Edwards' very positive outlook for the U.S.
What do the Edwards people say their man is going to do next after Wisconsin?
Well, armed with, you know, another, and I was going to say they also have got the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel endorsement in the last day or two, which helped them maybe some. In the next day or two, they're talking about a three-day fly around that on Thursday will include New York, Georgia, and Florida, with certainly states like Ohio and Minnesota to come as well.
Do they stand to gain many of the delegates in Wisconsin tonight? Do you know, or can they tell yet?
It's a little hard to say. I think they would gain some. It's the number, how the numbers break down for sure. You know, it depends on whether these exit polls are correct or not.
And we'll see if they hold up throughout the evening. Thank you, Chuck.
Mm-hmm.
It's Chuck Quirnback of Wisconsin Public Radio.